Any of you who've seen the Yellow Submarine will know that Tiny Tim is a great, big, grown-up, mature human being compared to the world of the Yellow Submarine. The Yellow Submarine is about 4 years old. And I saw it the other night with an audience full of pot-smoking, big, long-haired guys who were accepting it as the real world, full of cops and other horrible monsters. Apropos crime, I see something coming up here. Affluence creates poverty. Literally. That's why poverty is ineradicable. Crime is an attempt to establish identity, and it's only people without identities who engage in it. The nobodies. And today, the nobodies are the upper middle class of the suburbs. The new Marxian lumpen proletariat are the rich. In our world today, the activist, destructive, goalless, non-identity people are the rich. Go see the graduate, see if. It's the Etonian boys who blow up the establishment, not the Beatles. The poor still have identities and still have goals. They still think we're running a pretty good show. But the rich have had it. They know that there are no goals left for them. And so they destroy. Violence is a quest for identity. Crime is a quest for identity. Anybody who has lost his identity will take to crime. And it isn't to make money. It's to find out, who am I? Remember the kid in the loneliness of the long-distance runner? He was ousted in jail. How did he get here? He said, I couldn't run fast enough. They caught me. But in our strange world, the affluent are the activist destroyers because they've lost their identity. All the rich countries of the world, including England and most of the European countries, are in the same position of having lost their identity. Canada is the luckiest country. It's a utopia. It's the luckiest country in the world. Never had an identity. We're the only people in the world who know how to live without an identity. We're nobodies. That is, you can be a French Canadian, you can be an English Canadian, but you cannot be a Canadian, and we do not have a flag. Now, in order to become Canadians, we would have to murder a few million of ourselves and have a nice bloodbath and then unify. That is how identity is achieved, by violence. My time is way over, and I haven't even begun my talk. Mr. Duffy told me he would hush me up as soon as need be. Should I shut up? All right. Let me tell you one of the peculiar things about new technologies. They wipe out the preceding technology and recover or retrieve ancient ones. The computer has revived the I Ching, the Book of Changes, in China. It has revived some of the most ancient forms of medicine, 4,000 years old, in Japan. It has revived in your world. The coming year has been dubbed the Year of the Witch in book publishing, because it is the world of the occult, of the inner trips, of numerology, and general mysticism, ESP. The world of the witch, the book of the future, the inner trip, the outer trip of civilized man is finished, according to these developments. Now, the Japanese do not live in a visual world. They live in the world of what is called the Ma, M-A, meaning interval. They are the masters of electronic equipment because they understand the interval better than any human beings in the world. The interval is the world of resonance, and it is the world of jazz, the world of the hippies. When radio was new in the 1920s, the Negro, American Negro, unified for the first time since the Tower of Babel all the cultures of the world with a new form called jazz. It was a universal language and still is, We talk about integrating Negroes, and the Negroes integrated the entire blooming planet with jazz, and it still holds. And it was a language of gesture and not of words. The Beatles are in a different position. They're low-class English, and they're using some of the very oldest forms of Anglo-Saxon and some of the very oldest forms of philology as a basis for their music. One of the peculiarities of new forms, electric forms of retrieval, is that they reached back for many centuries to grab things that man had forgotten long ago. In all of this, you can see yourselves in a very peculiar position. The United States is the only country in the world founded on literacy. All other countries had been going for centuries before Gutenberg. The United States is the only country in the world that began with the latest technology, Gutenberg technology. It is therefore having the hardest time of any country in the world in orienting itself in the electric age. The Negro can do it, but the WASP can't. Radio brought in the new criticism, depth criticism, penetrating the auditory resonance of words, ignoring the semantics in the dictionaries, going for the resonance, what Eliot called the auditory imagination, retrieving the most ancient primal memories of the race by resonance. Now you can see that dictionaries drive words out of their senses by pinning them down to non-resonant and very visual definitions. As early as 1830, Lamartine, the poet, said, "The book arrives too late. He should be around now." The thing that amazes me is how long it takes to get a book into print. The Gutenberg Galaxy was proofread from cover to cover in one afternoon by a group of my students, and with the same team, we could have had that book printed in 24 hours. Out on the stands. The Gutenberg Galaxy has a very large number of long quotations, all of which were exactly and accurately proofread in one afternoon. You're not going to get very far without a lot of teamwork, but Lamartine in 1830 was thinking of the newspaper when he said the book arrives too late. He was not thinking of the telegraph, it hadn't arrived. With the telegraph came a total change in the forms of writing, symbolism. Symbolism simply means pulling out the connections between parts of sentences. I write symbolism. I don't finish. I think of my sentences as telegrams to Australia, 50 cents a word. You know, if every author had to inscribe every one of his words on stone and were allowed 12 words a year, the levels of writing would go up, up, up. But one of the peculiarities and unexpected results of the speed up of electricity, telegraph, and so on, one of the strange effects on writing was an understanding for the first time of the creative process. From Poe and Baudelaire, Mallarmé, and onward to Joyce and Eliot, the understanding of the creative process has mounted and mounted, and we understand now that it is very closely related to sensory perception. Let me reassure you people, I once spoke in 1957, in June, to the radio car broadcasters, and at that time they were terrified of the coming effects of television. And I said, it was that on that, in June 1957, I said, the medium is the message, you've nothing to fear. I can say that to you. The book is a very special form of communication. It is unique, and it will persist. I would suggest that one of the main reasons for its persistence in the future will be scriptural study. From the 3rd century A.D. till the Renaissance, the reason the book survived was scripture.